The bar for your Series A just moved. Hard. Triple-digit growth is completely out. 10 times growth is the new baseline. Scaling from $1.5 million in revenue to $5 million next year falls entirely flat today. Money is expensive. Expectations are astronomical. The game changed. This is the Throughline Brief for July 5th. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. We are tracking a major vibe shift in venture capital and enterprise tech. Here is what actually mattered. I am West. Let us talk about your defensive moat. Foundational AI models are getting commoditized. They get cheaper and smarter every single week. But Alex Karp went on the All In podcast and issued a very stark warning. He said frontier AI labs could literally slit your throat. They will use your enterprise data to train their models. Then they will turn around and compete directly with your business. Think about that. You are feeding your own executioner. David Sachs echoed the exact same concern on the show. He said enterprises absolutely must control their own compute. They have to own their models, their data stack, and their alpha. Handing over that pipeline is a massive vulnerability. Over on TBPN, a co-founder from Base 10 laid out exactly how to survive this transition. The underlying AI model is just table stakes today. Your true competitive advantage lives deeply in your proprietary data. It lives in your internal workflows and your highly specific user signals. Those assets are incredibly hard to replicate. That strict proprietary control acts as your new defensive wall. If you are a founder selling into the enterprise right now, you need to pay attention. Leave the basic AI wrapper pitch at home. Pitch exactly how you protect and use their unique, messy, internal data. Show the buyer you completely understand data sovereignty. That is how you win a massive deal in this current market. The frontier models belong to the tech giants. The daily workflow belongs to you. The nuclear energy industry is going through a massive hardware reboot. Isaiah Taylor went on the No Priors podcast and broke down exactly why power generation is about to change. Historically, the nuclear sector has been stuck building bespoke, incredibly complex reactors. Taylor calls them Lamborghinis. Every single one is a unique, massively expensive construction project. Valor Atomics is taking a completely different approach. They want to build the Toyota Camry of nuclear energy. Their strategy focuses entirely on rapid hardware iteration. They are designing reactors to be manufactured in a controlled facility. They completely eliminated the muddy construction sites of the past. This brings the cost down dramatically. It speeds the entire deployment timeline up. Here is why this matters to you as an operator. Taylor completely rethought the safety model. Valor uses something called intrinsic passive safety. They engineered systems that prevent meltdowns using basic physics. Gravity and thermal expansion do the actual work. They eliminated the need for continuous active water cooling entirely. Even if operations fail completely, the reactor stays perfectly safe. The fundamental physics literally will not allow a meltdown. If you are building deep tech right now, study this specific framework. Strip away the complex active failure points. Build your foundation on the undeniable laws of physics. Mass manufacturing always beats bespoke construction. We are staring down a hyper-techno-industrial future powered by artificial intelligence. That future demands an absolute abundance of cheap energy. Iterative manufactured nuclear reactors are exactly how we fuel it. Aaron Levy stopped by My First Million this week. He opened up about his own struggles with severe startup stress and anxiety. He mentioned how his therapist helped him identify a very specific pattern of thinking. He said, most AI doomers should probably see a therapist because it is all just catastrophization. That is a brilliant way to frame the current discourse. We actively project our internal anxiety onto external technology. Recognizing that pattern helps you pull out of a panic spiral fast. It stops you from getting knocked out for days at a time. Managing your own psychology is a crucial part of leading a company today. Over on 20VC with Harry Stebbings, Rory O'Driscoll was talking about what it takes to actually run a company today. The conversation turned to influential tech figures stepping back into the grueling role of chief executive officer. O'Driscoll said, well, now he is the man in the arena, and all credit to him for trying. Good luck, right? You can hear the healthy skepticism in his voice. Being a pundit or an advisor is easy. True startup success demands an insane rate of work. It requires total commitment every single day. The market leaves absolutely no room for a part-time executive. The hot seat is incredibly unforgiving right now. Finally, we need to look at brain-computer interfaces over on TBPN. Rob Tabes was breaking down the rapid acceleration in human augmentation and deep tech. He made a massive claim about the near future of communication. He boldly stated that by 2030, you will be able to have telepathy, human communication, thought to thought. Set a calendar invite for 6 years from now. That timeline sounds completely absurd, but it highlights the extreme ambition driving hardware founders today. They are pushing the absolute boundaries of biology and silicon. That is the exact scale of thinking required to build generational wealth right now. The entire tech ecosystem is leveling up simultaneously. Investors are demanding astronomical revenue growth to secure capital. Founders are treating proprietary data like gold to survive the ongoing AI wars. Meanwhile, deep tech operators are quietly re-engineering fundamental human infrastructure from the atoms up. The stakes are massive. The margin for error is entirely gone. Keep building. That is your through line. See you next Sunday.